Storm Chasers by J.A. Henderson. Chapter 1, Oklahoma, USA. Maggie Mulligan lay on her back, eyes closed. By her side, 4-year-old Kira played with a ragdoll. Their Ford pickup was parked by the roadside, steam rising from the radiator. The local garage had promised to send a tow truck as soon as possible, but the nearest town was 40 kilometres away, and it would be half an hour before anyone could arrive to repair the overheated engine. It was warm for March and Maggie had almost drifted off when Kira poked her shoulder. "Mummy," the girl said apprehensively, "what's that in the air?" Maggie rolled over and looked into the direction Kira was pointing. A huge inverted triangle split the sky, black and pulsing. The downward point danced along the ground, less than a kilometre away. "Get under the truck, honey." Maggie scrambled to her feet. "Get under the truck and lie very still." She tried to keep the fear out of her voice, but the little girl winced at the tightness of her grip. "Is this a game?" she said hopefully. "Yeah, that's right, it's a game," Mum replied. Maggie almost shoved her daughter under the vehicle. "Keep as flat to the ground as you can. Mummy will be there in a minute." It was hard to gauge the size of the black mass against the vast sea of wheat, but Maggie had lived in the area all her life and knew exactly what she was looking at. It was a tornado. And it was heading straight for them. She pulled a mobile from her top pocket and then returned it. Interference caused by the storm would destroy any reception and, anyway, who would she call? No one could help them now. The whiplash tail danced towards her, shredding the wheat stalks into the cloud of dust. Maggie's throat constricted in fear. She dropped to her knees and slid under the pickup, wrapping trembling arms around her daughter. "Shut your eyes, honey." She tightened her grip. "Don't open them no matter what you hear." They lay together, listening to the noise of the whirling giant growing to a crescendo. Then, suddenly, there was silence. Maggie opened one eye. Nothing. "Stay here," she commanded. She crawled from under her pickup and peered over the bonnet. She stood and walked onto the road, legs shaking. In front of her, a huge swath of golden prairie lay in front, flat, mangled by the force of the twister. But 100 metres from the truck, the path of destruction simply stopped. "That's impossible," Maggie said quietly. That's just impossible." The tornado had been the height of a skyscraper, and it had vanished.